The cracking down of these tainted vehicles is an order, and it has not stopped. It was being carried on all this time, but sometimes because the cases are becoming few. So on daily basis, we have our operation center in ICT, especially by night. We used to arrest these vehicles and bring them to the ICT center. And then after the removal of the tainted vehicle, you are to go. For those who have their cars tainted from the manufacturers, especially the VIP, they were asked to come and register and given a sticker for a specific period until they managed to change the glasses. But this operation have not stopped. It is on, yeah, but maybe because of the Director General of Traffic have just announced yesterday that people who are again tinted their vehicles, to please remove the tint from your vehicle, otherwise you will be facing the law. But yeah, it is just strengthening what is in place already.
I thought it's connected to the robbery in Sawa Money Transfer Company and the one also that took place in Konyo Konyo. Is it connected with such robberies which happened recently?
Yeah, to some extent it is connected because these two robbery cases are conducted by people using these tainted vehicles. But we managed to arrest the one of Konyo Konyo, but we are still after the one of Sawa. But still, the standing order is issued and is in place. It's still operating. Mm-hmm. That order is to our forces on the ground that if they find any car tinted, it is to be removed or arrested, and then the tint is removed.
You talked of the arrest made on the robbers who happened to rob in Konyo Konyo. How many were arrested and what is being done to them?
No, they are facing the law, but they are investigating. It is a very big crime. Robbery is one of the big crimes, so we are investigating them thoroughly, and then we want to know. Sometimes they are a gang. When they rob, maybe they have stolen the car, maybe a lot of things behind. So for now, we are just investigating, getting the information we need, and then the case will go to the court.
From the preliminary information, how much did they take from Konyo Konyo?
I don't remember exactly the figure, but the money was recovered. Yes.
What about the robbery that took place in Sawa Money Transfer in Munuki Suglibia? Yes. You said the people have not arrested yet?
Yes, we have not made any arrests. Yeah, but we are still following because, you see, we have our people working on that to make sure that these people are brought to book. We have some cases whereby in the beginning we don't get the suspect, but later on we used to arrest many people involved in cases like that. If the arrest is made, we will let you know.
Going back to the tinted vehicles, some of these vehicles just come direct from the manufacturers like that. Why can't the police or the customs stop this right from the border instead of disturbing the vehicle owners?
Yeah, this is part of the order. Now in the border, no any tainted car from the manufacturer is allowed to enter the country. It is stopped at the border. No car is coming in, but those who are already in, that's the one now we are handling, asking their owners to change the glasses, otherwise they will face the law.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, what is the general security update, Major General?
Well, generally, the general security situation based on our records is normal. Yeah, we have some slight cases, but they are addressed immediately. And we have our forces, of course, that are at the sector's level. They are there, and then they are supported with vehicles, and then our 112 is on, because whenever there is something, people call us, and then we go in to arrest the situation, yeah. Some cases are not reported timely. As a result, you get the suspect, sometimes they manage to escape. Like the one of Sawa, if it was to be reported immediately, we would have managed to arrest the suspect. Because when the criminals start shooting, instead of calling the police, everybody was just moving to the side. When they left, everybody went there to see what is going on. Until our CID discovered this and they call us, and our operation force, they went there to secure the place. But we got some little information about the criminals. themselves. That is why now our people are following them up, and we are sure that we will arrest them.
Looking at the traffic issue again, you know, there is time, like usually in the evening when people go back home from offices, the roads may be really congested and the traffic police may not be there. Is there no duty roster for the traffic police so that some could work during the time people are going home?
This one, we have even noticed this, and we have already talked to those of traffic. It is not, they are not there. They are there, but sometimes there are few to manage the traffic. So we ask them to increase the number of forces in some areas like 7 days here, Kololo, and then University of Juba, Custom, and even Low. So now they have increased the number of police personnel in those areas, and the situation now is normal compared to some times back. Yes, and we are following it up to make sure that they are there, especially in the morning hours and in the evening hours.